Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. Mama.
Hi. Anna.
Yes, come on, yeah.
Okay.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa. Gedula Chemincha Tati Serura Alephet Gimel Yudtav Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Tevet, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, the goat, the astrological sign of Capricorn. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria of 72 and connect us to the Sephirah of Chochmah. Wisdom. Na gibor dor sheyechudcha kevavat shamrem Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin Barhem tacharem rachame sitkadcha tamim Gam len betet reish tzaditav gimel chasin kadosh berov tucha nael adata tet kuf bet tet nunayan yachid geya lamcha penei zokre kidushata Yud Gimel Lamed, Hey Zion Kuf. Shabbatenu Kabel, Ushmatia Katenu, Yodea Talumot, Shin Kufa, Zadiyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. We will be utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'ral Chesed V'emeh Notse chesed l'alafim, notse awon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to read the verses that we read that connect us to the energy of the various years. The first year is this year of 5777, the year of the goat. The wake-up year, and we have two verses that connect to this energy. The first one we're going to read is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the five words of the verse, we're able to permutate them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we will read is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it, and the letters are separated by seven letters each. Elohim Adonai, Yohewahe, Elohechem Hadvaku, Kasher Asitem, Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is the next year that we will read. It also has two verses. The energy of the year is the year of the pause. And the first of the two verses comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Racha Kohanim Ayulimat ולא יכלו להפשיט את כל העולות ויחסקום אחיכם הלווים עד כלא תמלכה יד יתקדשו הכהנים כי הלווים ישרי לבב להתקדש מהכהנים. The verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of each word, we're able to permutate it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Re Ka Ha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba'adonai yohewahe ade'ad ki b'yah yohe adonai yohewahe tzur olamim. The year 5775, the year of swallowing death forever and potential. There are three verses, starting with Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Then there's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Uru, Mikol Hamachavuia, Asher Yidchabe Sham Wishavtem, Eilah El Nachum, Wehalati Yidchem, Wehayaim Yeshno, Varets Vichipasti, Oto Bekol Alfe Yehudah. And the verse. The third verse is from Job also, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza lovedro ay yomru ayo. The year 5774 has one verse. This year is the year of peace in the Middle East. And it's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami leYisrael untati v'shakan taftal v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto kasher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left today, which starts tonight, the 17th day of Tevet, Rabbi Pinchas Rozovsky, Rabbi Yaakov Krantz, the Dubna Magrid, Rabbi Ephraim Fischel Shapira of Strykov, Rabbi Arya Lebush Lipschitz, Rabbi Pinchas Epstein, and Rabbi Suleiman Mutsafi of Yerushalayim. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class. It's from the Parashah of Shemot. We're starting the second book. Next Shabbat it'll be read, but we're starting to read it and study it as of right now. So you can find this on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When you click on that link, it will open up to a list of all of the Parashahs. Scroll to the book of the Parashah of Shemot, and when you open that link up, we're going to start with the first pasuk, and we'll start with L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Te Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Be'akta L'shem Yudhe B'vav He Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konaneihu Ve'eile Shemot B'nei Yisrael Habayim Matzrayma Et Yaakov Yishuveto Ba'u Hamaskilim Zayazchiru Kizohar Harakia Umatzdike Harabim Kakokavim Leolam Waed Hamaskilim Ileninu Timastachle biraza dehachmeta yashiru naharinu notzin beziwa dehachmeta ila akizohar nehiru untitu tenahara denapik Me'eden v'dayihu Raza satima de'igre rakia Pe'ya kayamin kochavaya Umazaleshim sha v'sihara v'kolinun utzinim din hora. The translation, and these are the names of the children of Israel who came into Egypt with Jacob. Every man came with his household, and they who are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. And they who are wise are those who observe the secret of wisdom, shall shine, means they illuminate and sparkle with the shine of the supernal Chachmah. And as the brightness, means the brightness and sparkle of the river that emanates from Eden. This is the concealed secret that is called firmament, for in it are located the stars and the constellations, the sun, which is the Zeranpin, and the moon, which is the Nukva, and all the candles that give light, which are all the lights that are in the world's Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. my commentary. What is the secret of wisdom? It is the Zohar which reveals the secrets of the Torah. The secrets of the Torah is the light of wisdom. Learn this and remember it constantly. I will also ask you to, it's an unwritten commentary, but it's something that I think you could be asking questions about. Because in the last parasha, we listed all of the people who went down to Egypt. And there were 69 in number. But the Torah tells us there are 70. And then the commentators tell us that the 70th was Moshe's mother, Yochevet, who was in the womb of her mother. But the point I want to make to you is that the names that are listed are not just male, they're also female. And here in this verse in Shemot, in the Zohar, it's telling us that all of the men went down with their households. And typically the word households means the women. So it's a little bit disconcerting. The question can be asked, what does households mean in this context? Pasuk 2. Zohar dehai rakia nahir bin hiru al ginta v'ilana dechayeya. Bechaye kayam bim siyut ginta diyan po chafyan al kolinun diyuk min veilanin urus min tiv ginta bemanin bekashran utalin techoteya. Kol chevat bara v'kola tzifrei shemaya yudurim techot inun anbin. The translation. The brightness of this firmament illuminates the garden, which is Malchut, and the tree of life, which is Tiferet, stands in the center of the garden, that is, in the central column. Its branches, its sephirot, cover all forms. Nefashot, trees, ruchot, and spices. Nishamot, in the garden that are in fitted vessels, meaning they have three columns, right, left, and central. And all the wild animals, who are the external angels, find shelter in its shadow. And all the birds of the sky, the internal angels, sit under its branches. My commentary. Remember these code words. The Zohar uses them often. The third verse. The Zohar iba de'ilana yahiv chayim. Likola ki yumeya, le alam ulalme, almin sitra, achara, la sharia beya, ela sitra dikdusha, zaka ahula kehom, inundita min, mineya inun. I mean, Lealam, Ulal me almin, Eleni Krun, Maskilin, Vizaka an Chayin, the High Almad, Wechayin, Be Almadiate. The translation. The splendor of the fruits of the tree, which are the souls that are born from it, gives life to all, It exists forever. The other side of impurity does not dwell in it, meaning that the other side has no nourishment from the tree of life, which is their antin in greatness. Only the side of holiness is nourished. Fortunate are those who taste from it, for they live eternally, as it is written, and he will take also from the tree of life and eat and will live forever. They are called they who are wise and merit life in this world and in the world that is coming. My commentary. The negative system does not feed from the tree of life, but from mistakes that people make, which transfers that energy to the negative system. Pasuk 4. Zohar ilanada zakfa leila leila chamesh mea parse chilukeya Shetin ribo ihu, bishituteya dehailana, kaima chad zohara, kol gavmin kayamin beya inun, gavmin salkin benachtin lamit shashvei. Bedukta Asara Barbahu Ilana. The translation. The splendor of this tree, which is their antin, rises higher and higher. When rising, it is a distance of 500 parasangs. When rising higher, its spread is 600,000 parasangs. In this tree, there is one radiation, which is Malchut, in which body all the colors, white, red, and green, which are the secret of the lights of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, exist. These colors rise in Or Yashar, direct light, and descend in Or Chozer, returning light, and do not settle anywhere except in this tree, because it is the secret of the central column. My commentary. This pasuk is using code words that needs to be clearly understood by any student of Kabbalah. It's too long to explain in detail. The 500 parasangs is related to time. The 600,000 relate to the children of Israel. Pasuk 5. Kad nachke minea leit chaza'a begoy zohar Dila nachara mit yashvan Vila mit yashvan Kaiman vila kaiman Begin dila mit yashvan Vatar achara meilana da nachke Tire sar shivatin demit haman beya beinun nachtu behai zohar dila nachara legoi galuta demit shraim bekama mashiryan ilain hahidikti. The translation. When the lights emanate from it, from the tree, to appear in the glow of that does not illuminate, these lights sometimes settle and sometimes do not settle in it. They sometimes exist and sometimes do not exist, because they settle in no other place except this tree. From this tree emanated 12 tribes whose boundaries are therein contained. They descended in this splendor that does not illuminate into the exile of Egypt with many supernal camps. This is the meaning of, and these are the names of the children of Israel. My commentary. The Pasuk is telling us that the children of Israel are the tree of life for the balance of humanity. When the children of Israel completes its tikkun, that's the end of section one. Does anyone have any questions? Now we will have enough time. We will do section two, starting with Pasuk 6. Rabbi Shimon Patach Hayo Haya Tivar Hashem Hayo Haya Tire Zimne Amai Vitu Itzli Sha'ala I Yecheskel Neviya Mehemana Hawa Amai Gale Kolma Dechama Mandibalka Aileya Behekaleya Itleya Legala Razin Dechame Ela Vadai Yecheskel Nevi'a Mehemana Awa with all ma dechama, pimhemanuta ihu, uvirshuta dikucha, verifu gale, kol ma de gale, wikola it's derif. The translation. Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion saying, the word of Hashem was, and the Hebrew is Hayo Haya. He asked, why is the word Haya repeated twice? We should further ask, why Ezekiel revealed all that he saw if he was a faithful prophet? Should one whom the king brought into his sanctuary reveal what he saw? He answers, certainly Ezekiel was a faithful prophet, and all that he saw was by faith, and whatever he revealed was with the permission of the Holy One, blessed be he, and all was as it should have been. My commentary. Haya, Hey Yud Hey, is repeated in this first verse of Ezekiel's prophecy. It is normally translated as there was. It can also be translated as the upper worlds, Chachma and Bina. Let's read further and see what the Zohar explains as the meaning behind or within the repetition of the word, since it has not answered the question yet. We also learn that a faithful prophet never reveals what the Creator does not want revealed. Yet this leads to the question, why is the faithful prophet shown what is not yet ready to be revealed? Pasuk 7. Amar Rabbi Shimon, man de ragil lema lemispal, tsara agi, teate lefum shata, Sa'ara savil matlano, Pelachayish avalman, Pelaragil betzar, Uahawa koyomo, Betafnukin, Veidunin, Weateleya, Sa'ara daihu, Sa'ara shalim. We all die, it's terich, lemivke. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, even though pain comes to him temporarily, someone who is accustomed to suffer pain bears his yoke and does not worry. But when pain comes to one who has spent all his days in pleasures and luxuries, and is not accustomed to pain. This is complete pain and deserves weeping. My commentary. Unless you understand that Ezekiel received his prophecy for the generation that just was defeated in Israel and is now living in exile, this pasuk does not make any sense. This also is the same reason that the halakha for a community is to care for the poor people in its midst differently from one that has lost great wealth. This purpose is to be supported by the community in a manner similar to what has been lost, so that it is less psychologically damaging, devastating for that person. Pasuk 8. Kach Yisrael kad nachtu l'mitzrayim l'regili. The translations. Israel was accustomed to pain when descending into Egypt, for all the days of that righteous man, their father, were spent in pain. Therefore they endured the exile properly and did not worry greatly. But the exile of Babylon was in complete pain. It was a pain for which both those above and those below wept. And my commentary to this verse is to see the commentary on the verses above. Pasuk 9. Pilaim diki hein arela Sahaku hutsa wikomer Tataim diki Al neharot bavel sham Yashavunu wikomer kuhon Baku al galuta divavel Mem tet begin. Dahawo bechav betaf nuke malkin dikti b'nei tzion haikarim ligomer. The translation. Those above wept as it is written, Behold, the mighty one shall cry outside. Those below cried as it is written, By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. They all wept over the exile of Babylon. Why? Because previously they had the luxuries of kings, as it is written, the precious sons of Zion. My commentary. Are you contemplating what it means to live in exile? Even when you live in the modern state of Israel, it is considered that you are still in exile. How unfortunate. That word is not strong enough. We are that we consider it normal to be in exile. This is the problem. Pasuk 10.
Di na nama rabbi itzak, my diktiv ahecharim Esa bekivenem hi. Ela ilen inun suradya. Ramaya dialnim. Umani nun turaya. Ramaya inun. Penetion haikarim. Am sulakim. Papas. Behashtaho. Nachtim the galuta. Excuse me. Berechaya al kadlehon. Videhon mechad kan. Leachora bekadalu. Begaluta bevavel. Chashivu dehaleyat. Lehu kiyuma lealmin. Dehaku chabrichu. Shaviklon bilaj yashkach, b'chon le'almin. As we learned, Rabbi Yitzhak said, what is meant by the verse? On the mountains I will take up a weeping and a wailing. The mountains that are referred to are the loftiest in the world. And who are these lofty mountains? They are the precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold. And now they are descending into exile with grindstones on their necks and their hands tied behind. And when they arrived in the exile of Babylon, they thought that they would never have support because the Holy One, blessed be He, had forsaken them and would no longer watch over them. My commentary. Learn the lesson in the above pasuk well. If you are certain you understand what will happen and refuse to consider other possible meanings and understandings, you are acting like an oak tree in the wind. If the wind is strong enough, the oak tree will fall, since its roots cannot take the pressure. The willow, on the other hand, withstands that wind by bending to its will. The tribe of Judea felt that Hashem would always protect them, as the prophecies do say. And after all, the 10 tribes went into exile, but they did not. Now even they went into exile. Today we have a prophecy that Jerusalem will fall to the Arabs for a short time. Of course, this does not have to happen. Yet we know that many modern people think that depending on American might will be sufficient to avoid this, especially if and when the United States moves its embassy to Jerusalem. Learn the lesson well. Depend on Hashem and not on secular powers. Pasuk 11. Bitan ena nama Rabbi Shimon, Behahio shata, Karakut shabrihu, Leko pamalia dileya, Wekal rutikin, Kadishin bekal heleya, Umashir yateya. Berav revano, Tvekol chela, Dishmala maya, Viamarlon. Matun avdin, Hakauma bene rechima, Begaluta, Divavel, Viatun haka. Kumu hutu, Kulchon levavel, v'ana imchon, hadahu diktir, ko amar Hashem. Ma'anchem shelachti, v'vala v'gomer,
למענכם שלחתי בבלילה דקות שבריחו והורדתי בפריצחים כולם מילאים קורתיקין ומשיר ין אילאים. The translation. We learn that Rabbi Shimon said at that moment, the Holy One, blessed be He, summoned all His company, all the chariots and camps, and His officers, and all the hosts of heaven. And He said to them, "What are you doing here? My beloved children are in the exile of Babylon, and you are here? Arise, all of you, descend to Babylon, and I with you." This is the meaning of, "Thus says Hashem, for your sake I have sent to Babylon." This refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, and will bring down all of them as fugitives. These are all the supernal chariots and camps. My commentary. Is this the promise to war on the other nations by going overboard in their treatment of Israel? Or does it have other meanings? Pasuk 12. Kad nachtu levavel it patachu. Shemaya v'sharat ruach nevuah kadisha al yehezkel v'chama koma dechama v'amarlon l'Yisrael hamarechon haka v'kochele shemaya urtiku. Diatu lemeidar, benechom lachem nuta, chem nuhu, adit terich legala a, kolma dechama, beere, kach beere, kach beigale, yatir ma degale, kola it terich, Kewan dechamu, Yisrael kach chadu v'kad shamu, milim mipumeya, tichezkel lachayshu al galut chon, kelal tehayadu, tekut shabarichu, La Shavik Lone Bekal Madigale Birshuta Gale. The translation. When they descended to Babylon, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit of prophecy rested on Ezekiel. And he saw whatever he saw, and said to Israel, "Behold, your master is here, and all the hosts of heaven and the chariots that have come to dwell with you." They did not believe him until he was obliged to reveal all that he saw. "I saw thus, I saw thus." And if he revealed more, whatever he revealed was altogether necessary. As soon as Israel saw this, they rejoiced. And when they heard the words from Ezekiel's mouth, they no longer feared their exile at all, because they knew that the Holy One, blessed be He, would not leave them. And everything that he revealed with permission. And my commentary, this pasuk is clear as written and really needs no commentary. Pasuk 13. V'chanenan b'kol atar the Israel Galu. Taman Shakinta Galta Imchon Bechacha Begaluta Dimitraim Makiti Vele Shemot Bene Israel Wigomer Kewan Dikti Bene Israel Mahu et Yaakov Habayim Ito Eitz Terich Lemeimar Elai Le Shemot Bene Israel Inun Retichin Uma Shiryan Ilain Denachtu Im Yaakov Bachade Shekinta Begaluta Demitraim. The translation. We learn that each and every place to which Israel was exiled, the Shekhinah was exiled with them. And here, by the exile of Egypt, it is written, and these are the names of the children of Israel. And he asks, since it is written the children of Israel, why does it conclude with Jacob? It should have said, who came with him? And he answers, these are the names of the children of Israel, refers to the supernal chariots and the camps that descended with Jacob together with the Shekhinah into the exile of Egypt. This also answers why Hayo Haya is written twice. The first Hayo refers to the exile of Egypt, and the second Hayo refers to the exile of Babylon. My commentary, we finally get our answers to the question of the repetition of the Hayo. I'm just going to do a short unwritten commentary. The first exile is Egypt, and this verse above indicates it relatively well. The Shekhinah went down and all of the hosts of heaven. And the children of Israel did not fear that Hashem would leave them, because they were so close to the patriarchs, and for many other reasons. But then approximately 400 years later, they went into exile again, and they were very afraid, because they knew they had caused that exile through their lack of following the precepts of the Torah. And they needed the prophecy of Ezekiel to allow their hope, to allow their certainty to manifest that Hashem was with them, that the Shekhinah came with them into exile. That Hashem came with the Shekhinah and the hosts with Hashem. And so Ezekiel's prophecy was necessary to display all of that information. Now we are in the third exile. Some call it the Roman exile. Some call it the Greco-Roman exile. Some call it the Western world exile. But our current Kabbalists, those in the 20th century, refer to the Western world as Egypt. They refer to this third exile as the worst of the exiles. And as we look around, the economy, people are generally well off. Yes, there are people who are poorer than others, and there are people who are richer than others. And yes, there are lots of
of ways to perceive the world around us. But if we listen to these modern Kabbalists from the 20th century, who describe America as Egypt, and that this is the worst of all exiles, why would they say that? And it's to understand very clearly that we have forgotten what it means that we are in exile. We don't think of this. Generally speaking, many of the children of Israel, many of the people born into the Jewish world, they do not consider that the Western world is exile. They have forgotten what it means to be in exile. There's another issue. In Pharaoh's case, he said, I'm going to enslave you. I'm worried about you rising up against me in case someone else comes invades me. So I'm making you slaves. And he said what he was going to do, and he did it. When it came to Babel, what did the people do wrong? When we study the issues of the Scroll of Esther, the secrets of the Scroll of Esther, we learn what we did wrong was we attended those parties that Ahasuerus threw for himself and his entourage. And as the result, we were threatened with extinction. And Hashem sent Haman to bring us back to him, to return us to the proper central column path. But where is the reality of this process in today's world? Yes, there was the Shoah. And the result of the Shoah, while it didn't need to be done that way, was the establishment of the modern state of Israel. But it's still confusing. Because in America, in the Western world, we are told, you're equal. Don't worry about it. We're going to take care of you. And then people are attacked. The people that are not like the majority are attacked. So what is the lesson for our generation? Why don't we have a prophet today that tells us how to cope with this inconsistency in the world, where something is said and something else is done? How do we handle this? And the answer is to return to the written word in the Tanakh and learn what it says and apply each verse in that Tanakh to yourself. Does anybody have any questions? Our classes, tomorrow at 10:30, we will have a class that will be discussing a book written by Rabbi Chaim Vital. It's now been translated into English. For the first time, I believe it has been unavailable up till now. I am not the translator. In fact, even when it was printed in Hebrew, there were sections of it that were not, that were censored, that were not printed in Hebrew. But now all the sections have been printed. And it will be a series of classes. We won't cover it all tomorrow. But that's our 10:30 class. And our 2 o'clock class is a continuation from last week. This will be basic class 6 here in Atlanta, which is the binding by striking, part 2. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4:30 West Coast time, we will have a mini Zohar class. Monday at 7 o'clock, an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, a Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 7 o'clock, questions and answers. Thursday at 4:30, we have advanced reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock, another Zohar class for the Parasha of Shemot. And next Saturday night, we will have a Zohar class at 7 o'clock for the Parasha Vayera. And at 6 o'clock, we'll have a Havdalah ritual and a third meal healing, central column healing. Please join me at those classes that work for your schedule. All times that I mentioned were West Coast times, so adjust for your own time zone. Shavua Tov and Shalom to all. Have a beautiful week. Shalom.
Thank you. Shavua Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Shalom, and thank you. Shalom.